The annual event of All Things Poetry kicked off last week and has already had a jam-packed few days. The Perth Poetry Festival runs from September 9 to 17 across several suburbs including Perth, Northbridge and Fremantle, where you can attend workshops, readings and seminars. To tell us more about the event this morning and what's going on, we're joined by Shay Mark, the Deputy Chair of WA Poets. Thanks for joining me on The Record today.
Good morning, Fiona. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
You're most welcome. We're several days into the Perth Poetry Festival. How has it been going so far?
Wonderful, actually. Our pre-festival events are always a really good lead-in. Been well attended. We've had a few workshops. And now we're just coming into the opening, the grand opening, which is this Thursday. And then all the other fabulous events between then and the closing on Sunday.
And I read this is the 19th annual Perth Poetry Festival. That's such an amazing achievement, 19 years. How did it all start?
It is an amazing achievement. Actually, I didn't realise it had gone on for that long until just recently. I wasn't around 19 years ago for the origins, but I believe that it all came about by an esteemed poet and Professor Glenn Phillips and his creative writing students at Edith Cowan University back in 2005. And apparently they used to meet, they were called lunch poets, and they used to meet every week and recite poetry. And I think that this was just a natural progression from those humble beginnings.
I always love hearing when it's something that started just with a couple of people who just wanted to share poetry or get together, and then now it's become a Perth annual event.
Exactly, and I think it's going to be the biggest event yet. Every year we're aiming to bring bigger and better to the public.
Yeah, so tell us about this year's events. What workshops and seminars are there to attend?
Well, we have feature poets from around Australia and from overseas, and each of them, apart from doing readings at the events, they will also give a workshop on their own take on how to write poetry. So we've had a few of those already, and the other half are still to come on after the opening, which will be Friday. The workshops will continue on Saturday and Sunday.
I can imagine it'd be very interesting to attend all the different workshops and hearing different people's perspectives and their takes on poetry and the little hints and tips that they do with their work.
Absolutely, that's invaluable because what we all strive for is originality, and the way we arrive at that is just to hear as many different perspectives as we can, and there's so many different ways of writing poetry as well. There's no one correct way.
It's a bit like, well, it is creative writing in a way, and that's different depending on every single author and every person.
Absolutely, absolutely correct, yes, very creative.
And you've got several special guests, including US poet Ariane True. How did that come about, getting a US poet to come over?
Well, we're very excited about this. This is the first time we've had a poet laureate come to us. And I'm not sure that anybody knows, but we don't yet have a poet laureate in Australia. So it was a strange story, actually. How we arrived at this, we were getting inquiries from people from Washington looking for poets, not realising that this is Western Australia. And, you know, we both use WA as our initials. And we thought, well, I wonder if we can turn this confusion into some sort of opportunity for us. So we got in contact with, I think, Washington program who operates the laureate program over there. And at the same time, we saw a US consulate grant opportunity for cultural exchanges. And so it turned out that last year, I think in August, we were given a grant, a very generous grant from the US consulate in Australia. And the consulate in Perth here helped enormously in that success, and we're very grateful to them. So our plan was to bring out the Washington State Poet Laureate, who has now arrived, and with the hopes of laying the foundation for developing a Poet Laureate program in not only Australia, but in Western Australia.
That's really cool to hear that it started just from the same initials, WA, and it's now led to bringing a Poet Laureate over. For those who may not know... Sorry, please continue.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say it was a complete accident, as many wonderful things are in the beginning.
That's the best part of life, all the happy accidents and things along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
For those who are listening who may not know, could you just explain what a Poet Laureate is?
Oh, okay. A Poet Laureate is a poet who represents the people in some way. They've often got their own issues that they wish to bring to public attention, and their role is to communicate those issues via poetry to the public.
It's exciting that there are appointed poet laureates. You wouldn't think that that is a thing that some governments and constitutions do, but they are there and it's a real thing, and I hope we get one soon for Australia.
That's our hope as well, yes.
You're listening to On The Record. We're discussing the Perth Poetry Festival with WA Poets Deputy Chair Shay Mark. Now, tell us about the queer and women's poetry events. How important is it to have a space for women and queer poets?
Okay, that's a really good question, because I've had quite a few people say to me, look, why isn't it all inclusive? Why can't everybody come in, you know, and all be together? Why do we have to have these separate events? And it's quite simple when you think about it. I mean, especially for groups like the queer community and women's groups, they often coming from a place where they've felt already outside of what the mainstream considers normal. And perhaps they've also come from places where they've been under attack, they've been very vulnerable and feel just like they need to belong, I guess, in a safe space. So the spaces that not only support these groups, but also celebrate their identity is really important. And also for women to write about their difficult experiences, perhaps their vulnerabilities and things that are typically seen as women's issues that are not particularly well received in sort of a wider context. And they get to feel safe and supported and in a group that understands them, I guess, and appreciates.
Yeah, not only is it really good for them to have that space where they can connect to other women or queer poets, but it's also good for the community to be able to go to that specific event and hear those very interesting experiences and ideas and issues that those groups face.
And that's very important as well, because these two events that are coming up, the Outspoken for the Queer Poetry and the Women's Poetry, are usually very well attended. They're very popular and they're very vibrant. And it's, you know, it's a celebration, in fact. So that I would recommend those events for people to come along.
For this event, are there specific topics or themes that the poets need to kind of go along with and provide poetry in relation to, or is it just kind of up to them and what they want to bring?
It's up to them and what they want to bring. There's absolutely nothing that's off the table, and that's a very important part of poetry in general. Everything is welcome.
And whatever
you feel is important to you.
And that's the most important thing. It's really providing that space for all those different topics under one roof that you may not hear elsewhere.
Exactly. And Scott Patrick Mitchell, I believe, is coming up at 11 o'clock on RTR to talk more about the Outspoken Queer Poetry. So you'll get to hear a lot more about that if you keep tuned in.
Oh, wonderful. Well, what can we learn and experience from poetry that we may not from other mediums?
Well, I guess I believe poetry's strength lies in the ability to shed new perspectives on the world and humanity. So what we tend to do is go to the truth obliquely. Like we, there's a saying, you tell it like it is, but tell it slant. And so you get different variations of truths and they sneak up on you. And I think it can be very illuminating and, you know, element of surprise and all these things that provide a really high engagement factor. And it's all about communication. So, you know, it also bears open the vulnerabilities of humans so that we can all relate to one another a little better. It's big on empathy, actually. And it's been shown scientifically even that engaging with poetry, writing or listening to poetry stimulates that region of the brain that exercises our ability to empathize with others. So I believe this can lead us away from, you know, the really negative things of the world like hate and violence and wars to more understanding and the realization that we're not as different as we might think we are.
This morning, we've been talking all about the Perth Poetry Festival, which is back for its 19th year, running across several places and suburbs across the city. Before we let you go this morning, why is it important we encourage the next generation of poets with events like these and the community to get involved?
Okay, well, it's really important for the next generation, I think, because we need to take poetry out of the rigid academic environments and out into the community where it belongs. You know, ideas on what makes good poetry are changing a lot with each generation, and it's really important that the young people get involved and understand that it's not an academic exercise, that writing poetry is a revolutionary act, and themes of social justice are really big on the agenda. So we would love to see more young people coming through, and not just young people, but we've got, you know, all the new people coming into poetry. It can be of any age. We've got people producing their first books, you know, in their 60s and beyond. So it really involves everybody, but especially the younger people, I think.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the record this morning and telling us all about the event and all the amazing things involved that people can come and do and listen to.
Oh, thanks so much, and thank you so much for having me on your show. And I'd really just love to see new people at our opening on Thursday night, if you're free, 7 p.m. at Planet Royale. It's, you know, a wonderful theatre inside Planet Royale, and there's a bit of everything. You can meet the poet laureate, Ariane True from the US, plus all of our feature poets. So come and mingle and schmooze and listen, and there's a cash bar and food available, and it's going to be a fabulous night.
Well, thank you so much, and I wish you and the team all the best for the event and its continuation.
Thank you so much, Fiona. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
That was Shay Mark, Deputy Chair of WA Poets, telling us about the Perth Poetry Festival. It runs until September 17, and you can attend workshops, seminars, and hear readings from some of Perth's poets.